Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Good. Thank you so much for asking.
Oh, Alicia. Yeah. How are we? Yeah,
honestly, good. Lately I've been feeling a little more creative, a little more inspired. I started painting. That's fun.
I saw on my your story, big one. You paint now. Yeah, your big one.
I was like, I think I want to put it here, which is why.
Next to your cement.
Yeah.
Drywall.
The cement's dried long enough. So
yeah, for sure.
I feel like we should put that one up.
Did you make that?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did. I've been meaning to put a frame. And then I just never did. So, yeah, but life's been pretty good.
That's amazing, Alicia.
Yeah, how about you guys?
I haven't started painting.
Mm. Well, you're kind of painting your house now still.
You and Mariah are
you
really
what?
Cooking, though.
Not in an art type way. It's more of a construction type of way.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
Tomato, tomato.
What's like, what is your big project that you're working on?
The big project would be the kitchen.
Oh, okay. Like,
trying to get the... We want to have it finished before the baby gets here.
Absolutely.
Because it's like...
You know how we were talking about getting a house ready for guests to come stay?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a baby is the ultimate. We have to get the house ready.
Big time motivation.
Nesting.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then obviously doing the nursery.
Have you thought of like a theme? I'm sure Mariah is going to have the full render.
Yeah. Those little vintage baby clothes though. It's so cute.
It's adorable.
So I didn't even know they had vintage baby clothes like that.
Especially a shop designated to vintage baby clothes.
Yeah.
Were they like really overpriced? I feel like sometimes vintage gets a little overpriced.
It was insane.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
But it's cute.
But it was worth it.
But it's 100%.
Heath was saying though, it literally looks like a shirt I would buy.
It does.
The shit that they're getting is so crazy. I saw, I was like, I want that.
It's a nice, yeah.
Literally just blow it up. Give it to me.
And it's cool because we bought stuff for like the first probably like 2 years stages wise. Like obviously we're not going to have him in it for a while, but it's cool. They're just like,
also,
they're going to grow into it.
I just bought, I don't have a baby. I'm not pregnant. I bought a 1 year old baby Packer sweatshirt.
Uh huh.
Cal, I did that because I was like I'll want it eventually.
Wait.
Yes.
And it's on a vintage market. So I was like, if it goes, it goes.
Wait, did you buy this before you guys got married?
I bought this like last week.
Oh, I thought you were like, sorry, I bought it when we were dating.
I would.
You would have, yeah.
I would, just because once it's gone, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. We have a few things that we got before we knew we were going to have a baby. So it's, that's cool.
You should start, cool. You should find like a Mets jersey, like a little baby jersey. Like a baby.
Are you a big Mets fan?
No, Mariah and her family.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But now you have to be a fan too.
Exactly. It's how like I converted to being Italian. You know, it's kind of, things that happen.
That's how I feel about the Packers.
Right? Yep.
Except I like the Packers more than Cal likes the Packers now.
Really?
But it's almost football season, everyone.
Okay.
Everyone better be jumping.
Do you you genuinely like watching football?
I genuinely really enjoy it.
You know everything that's going on TV?
Every season I have to be re-explained. Like,
yeah.
But every year I get a little bit better.
Okay. Yeah. But I feel like cheering helped with that.
No.
Oh, really?
I don't remember anything. But I know more now, obviously. But what I like about it is like the camaraderie and the snacks. Like,
it
I still
is.
Like the game too, but it's just fun.
It brings everybody together.
Yeah.
Especially when you have like a party. Like,
yeah.
I love a Super Bowl party.
Oh.
Like, give me all the themed snacks. Like, I want a dip that's in the shape of a field. Then you got little crackers for the stadium. Like, I just love party snacks.
I do too.
Guys,
I do too. I love the drinks. And then I love being that person being like, I came for the Beyonce concert.
Yes. Oh my God. I heard that Ariana Grande is in talks of doing the 2026 Super Bowl.
Really? Mm-hmm. I feel like she wouldn't be the right candidate for that.
She could do anything she wants.
No, I know, but.
No, she would do a great job.
Yeah, she would be amazing.
We should go to the Super Bowl next year.
I've always
wanted
to go.
What about our party? I was going to make snacks.
Yeah, you can't have a Super Bowl party if you're at the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's true.
But
yeah.
We went to the Super Bowl technically last time, but
we did.
We need to go to the actual game.
Oh, we did. We didn't even get to go inside, though.
Shout out everyone we met.
Yeah, I totally forgot we did that. Oh, my God.
This is like common knowledge, but they have the Super Bowl plan for where it's going to be for the next like 15 years.
Oh, yeah,
years.
Where's next?
Where is next? I think it's Kansas City. I think next year.
Kansas?
But it comes back to LA, I think, in 2 years.
They're banking on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I was looking into it. I think in LA this year, there's the World Cup for soccer. And then next year is the Super Bowl. And the year after that is the Olympics. So big time to be in LA.
Wow. Glad you got out. Travis going to be fucking hell.
It's going
to
be bad.
The Metro just opened, though, going to LAX.
Did you see that? Yes. It looks amazing.
Yeah. It's like a huge, finally. It's been like almost 10 years of them building it.
You know, they finished the thing.
Monorail
the
thing.
Inter-terminal transportation, too.
Oh.
The little thing that they've
been. The people mover.
Yeah. It's like a train to go from each terminal.
Oh, I didn't think they would ever make that there.
The amount of times we've gone and dropped the wrong one. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was talking to an Uber driver, literally like Uber Java.
I've never been to Uber Java.
Like a month ago, and he was telling me it's happening really soon. They're about to not let, I don't know if it was true or not, but they're not going to allow any cars that are not Ubers or Uber. I think it was either Uber or Uber Black to drop off and pick up at the airport.
Even like a normal person?
Like if you're a driver that wants to pick up your family member, they won't allow you dropping off at the regular ramp. You have to like go down.
Take the thing now.
Yeah, it's something. It's somewhere. It's like the only, I think traffic is just getting so bad.
It's bad.
Where they're like, we have to.
Yeah, I mean, it takes like an hour for when I was going to the airport just to drive to the entrance of the airport.
Yeah.
And then another 30 minutes once you're in just to make that one circle within the airport to get to the turn. Like,
yeah, they're probably getting so many people missing their flight more than ever at LA where they're just like, oh, this is becoming now a problem where people are just missing their flights when they're probably leaving their house on time.
No, yeah, it's been a terrible bad problem.
So I'm down for that. I also, that's why I do red eye flights all the time. I never ever do, like, if my flight is at like 6 p.m. at LAX, I'm like, oh, nope, I'm good. I'll just.
If I'm going to a lounge, I am making the most of it. So I want to go early enough to get all the free food. So and I don't usually want to do that at 10 p.m. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got ripped by Zane and Matt for saying that I enjoy going to the lounge and spending time there. And then once I get to the destination, I've already paid for the lounge. So you have it for the day. So you might as well go get a little snack on your way out.
Heath. You're a fucking, this is bullshit. He's completely turning the story around. Mm-hmm. Matt, back me up too. We're saying, how can you, after you land somewhere, imagine you have a long flight, you land. He goes and sits in the lounge at the after he lands.
Yeah, I pay for it. You go get your snack. Okay,
I was so Team Heath, and now I just.
Thank you. You should have been more truthful. You know you did.
I said that. I said I go once I land.
No, you didn't. You said
I just said once I land.
You were saying you land, you swing by, grab a snack like you're walking.
Yeah, I like to go into the lounge.
Okay, so I blacked out.
He's twisting his words. I assumed
it was on the way.
I didn't even know you had access to a lounge once you left. I had no idea.
Well, it's
great. I really would not go.
If I don't have luggage that I have to go get.
That too.
And I'm like, in no rush. That. Yeah, I like the lounge. I like to go sit.
And here's the thing. You deserve that.
Thank you.
You do. Yeah. You do. You really do.
I won't be there, but you deserve, because I have luggage.
And we will leave you behind.
Yes. And you can meet us at the hotel.
That's right. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I like a treat.
Yeah. I
like a free snack.
Get it, King. Eat the whole thing. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Get it.
I feel like that's how guys fight. Like yelling and then, you know what, man? I love you.
I love you.
You just got to squash the beef. It happens and then crazy. It doesn't happen anymore. That's you're not friends and then you're friends. That's it.
Get your snack.
Bada bing, bada boom.
I love you.
A girl finds like that, you guys are not talking for a month.
Exactly.
I love you.
I love you.
Shall we?
Oh, yeah. Hit it!
How's it? I'm Eve.
I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath. How y'all doing?
Oh, why do you say that like I hate my... I'm Zane.
Be proud of who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm Zane.
And I'm Zane.
And I'm Zane.
I'm Zane.
We also have the voice of God today.
Ooh. Oh.
Hello.
Oh. It's like Oz.
We have.
It's like Glenda and
Walt. It's Glenda.
And the witch.
You got it.
And
guess
the witch.
Guess what it is.
You could pay me $1 million.
Starts with an E.
With an E?
E?
Alphabet.
Alphabet.
Yep.
Alphabet.
I was about to.
But we did give Cal a mic today because we needed help because we are going to be playing Jeopardy, as you can probably tell from Remy and Zane's
yeah,
angle.
Yeah, we're like this.
I feel like you're half.
I know. I kept having to do this. Your head was like this big.
Or it's like perfectly in the middle.
Yeah, it was perfectly in the middle. But guys, this is look. We are going high budget this episode. We got it on a tripod. Mm-hmm. We got tape on the back. This thing ain't moving, big.
Don't do that.
This bookie ain't moving. This is staying. It's like the show.
Push.
Oh my God! Not at falling.
It's broken.
Yeah, definitely wanted to point that out because it obviously is in the shot. For our audio listeners, get ready because you guys can also play along with us. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Is it tilted from your
it's tilted,
angle?
I see.
Yeah, I can't do
that. We've never really played a game like this. Like, I'm seeing memes on there and I suck at memes.
I'm very good. I think I can get that whole row and win.
We got some good topics going. We're going to read them out real quick. We've got basically unfiltered lore. Influencer,
wow.
Memes, U.S. history, conspiracy theories, and Guinness records.
Ooh. Wow, I feel like this is like catered to like each of us.
Everybody's got a strong point. Everybody's got something that I'm sure they feel confident in.
Exactly. And then I feel like the real curveball here, I would say, is
U.S. history.
U.S. history. Huh?
I agree with that one. Yeah. And maybe a little Guinness record.
Yeah, Guinness Records is definitely a wild card,
It's actually
huh?
extremely sad that we feel more confident on Guinness Records than U.S. history.
Or BU lore.
So for the Guinness Records one, you're going to be given a record and you kind of have to guess the amount.
Okay.
Of that record.
Oh.
That will be just a fun like guessing game. Basically.
Whoever gets the closest. Type.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do closest, or we can, because it depends on, you know, some of them are low numbers, some of them are high numbers. Basically, unfiltered lore, it goes from Patreon videos to podcast episodes. It could be anything. Mm-hmm. Basically, unfiltered related. Influencer. That there's some drama in there.
Ooh,
there's
love it.
You know, there's some fun stuff. There's maybe some friends of the show. We don't know. We'll see.
Or enemies of the show.
Whoa.
And memes is mostly it's kind of like let me see real quick.
You know what? No need to explain.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. U.S. history. Well, let's see. What's the highest educational degree we have in this room?
Associate's
degree in arts and hospitality.
High school.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see how y'all do with some U.S. history.
Right. I have been watching Scandal, so.
I think that's good.
Episode 2,
and it's historical fiction. So
I dabbled a little bit in The West Wing.
Okay.
So
okay. And then we have conspiracy theories, which I know this pod is a big fan of conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. I kind of just said, you know, like your basic ones, the ones that like most people have like talked about. It doesn't really get like very obscure. Okay. I think with this whole board, that it doesn't get obscure. So hopefully we'll get some points going. We'll see.
Okay.
Do we want individual or teams? What are we thinking?
I'm thinking teams.
Yeah, let's do teams.
I think I need help.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Me with memes. I'm like, whoo. Yeah, Mr. Ashton to every single one. I'm like, cooking with Remy. Cooking.
Book available for pre-order now. Come here.
Oh, no, that's not fair. Not 3-2. That's not fair.
She heard teams.
Okay, so are Heath and I a team? And you guys memes for 500?
Yeah, it's probably best.
That way we can kind of like, yeah.
Because I could kiki with her over here.
Sounds good. Okay, without further ado, I think we jump into it. Oh, okay. One person from this team and one person from your team. Rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first.
Okay. Zane, do it because I suck at this game.
Come on, Rem. You're okay. Good.
Best 2 out of 3?
Yep.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, one.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yes.
1-1.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Wait.
Whoa.
You got to get on rhythm. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Let's go, Remy. Good job.
Everyone comment hashtag Reith or hashtag Zalisha of who you think is going to win.
Reith.
That's what I write it down. I name my baby that.
You're like, wait a second. Okay. Let's start. Let's go influencer for 300.
Go with your
gut. I want to go like middle tier.
Influencer for 300. This infamous event thrown by a clothing brand in 2022 happened at the same time as Coachella, where many influencers dubbed it Firefest 2.0.
Dotechella.
That's on you. I got nothing.
Dotechella.
Okay.
I'm locking in Dotechella.
The answer is Revolve Festival.
Wait.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Wait.
Heath, I'm so
sorry, it's okay.
I wouldn't have got it either. Don't worry.
It was the one where the buses and people couldn't get it.
Oh, wait. I was there. I didn't even know that was like a considered Fyre Fest. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. But Doachella was also really bad.
But that was 20. What's, it was a different year.
What's that? What's Doachella?
Doachella was a clothing brand and they threw. The thing is, I don't know much about it.
It was just very, it was not like. There was more.
It was scandalous, right?
It was scandalous, but not like Fyre Festival, like we're stranded. It was more
the brand wasn't Doachella, right?
Doat was the brand. Oh, and they brought girls to, the company doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
It was.
Damn.
Yeah. And I think they were like putting.
It was a lot of racist stuff.
Yes,
it
they were putting like people of color influencers like in the smaller rooms or like some. Yeah.
It was very. Ooh,
that's not good.
Really bad.
Yeah. It's the reason why now a lot of brand trips will like pull straws basically for who gets the nicest room. A lot of brand trips were like, ooh, let's not do what happened there and let's do something different so it's more even and more like fair.
What year did this happen?
I thought it was 2022.
It's like 2016 or 2017.
Oh, it was that far. That's back. Why. Yeah. That's why I didn't hear about it. Okay.
Ew.
Also, that's my fault. I should have given the option for them to answer. That's
I would have gotten it. I didn't know it was Revolve, but
sorry.
Oh, shit. Whoops.
It's okay.
That's my bad too. I just completely gave the answer. That's my bad.
Do you want to give them the points?
We didn't.
Trying to be fair.
Maybe the next one you guys don't get to rebuttal, nice.
and then we'll go.
Okay, got it.
It was really okay. So do something for 300.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
Wow, smart. Okay. Should we do Guinness Records?
Like memes for 100, 200, 300.
Guinness Records is tough because we have to like get close to the number.
Okay,
I feel
memes
like
for 300.
Because think about Guinness Records.
Because I have no input
on what
on memes.
Okay,
so that's you.
So let's make you want to do maybe conspiracy theory.
Okay, let's do conspiracy theories.
Actually, oh,
oops,
yeah, oh yeah, you're right. Let's do conspiracy theories.
Okay. 300.
300. Okay.
This is one of the most expansive and discussed conspiracy theories ever made, including conspirators like the Walt Disney Corporation and filmmaker Stanley Kubrick, and has even been busted by the Mythbusters. Go.
Busted.
Okay, it's either like the Walt frozen ice, or people die in Walt, or when someone dies in Walt Disney, they...
But Mythbusters can't prove that.
Oh, they can't prove
so
that.
So I wouldn't say that one. I would say the Frozen one, but I don't know if I'm only thinking that because they said Disney.
I didn't write this one very well because this one was hard, but another company involved in this conspiracy theory is NASA.
Zane.
Okay.
Antarctica.
The Antarctica, like...
Like,
people can't,
vibe.
Like, treat it.
That's a good one.
The Mythbusters...
Like, they could have traveled there to be like, there's this theory. I could see Disney doing, like, National Geographic because they own National Geographic. And then I don't know who this director is, but I could see some random director being like, I'm going to Antarctica.
I think time's up.
Yeah.
Lock it in.
Yeah, we're locked in with the Antarctica Treaty.
Sorry. Also, this might be the worst written answer that I did for this whole board, by the way. This is not. But anyway, it's over to y'all.
We can't.
No. We're actually.
We
can't.
We can't steal it. We're even.
Okay.
Moon
we're
landing.
Even
the
now.
Answer is the moon landing.
Oh,
yeah.
It.
Got it. Okay.
What is the people
Stanley
think that they
Kubrick,
didn't?
People think that Stanley Kubrick filmed the moon landing.
They think that it was fake. But it didn't
people think the moon landing was fake.
Remy, but where have you been?
I don't really dabble in conspiracy theories.
Yeah, no, that's
a
like
huge
one of the biggest conspiracy theories.
Also,
I would have said Frozen.
Because if you go watch the video,
it looks
like trash.
No, I know. But then I
but
saw
like
this.
Who's to say that cameras can just like work the same on the moon?
No, Remy, you should watch it.
Wait,
I think
Patreon
I think videos. Your eyes need to like you need to watch it and you're like, "Oh, this looks really funny." A camera like It just looks like they're
it's
on set.
Do those people now, like those same people that think that it was fake, think that people still can't go to space?
Remy, how about this? I will give you a full breakdown.
Yeah, this is Heath's favorite thing to talk about is the moon landing.
We didn't go to the moon, I don't think. That's my personal.
In that specific video or in general?
In general. There's
I
way
think
but like,
weird
and nobody,
things.
Literally nobody can fight about it too because like
Remy,
nobody
we,
saw it.
We talked to them on the moon with a phone call.
Have you spoken to Katy Perry?
She didn't go to the moon. A landline.
Well, remember, then we talked about that being fake too.
And the picture door. Of him, them on the moon was in the newspaper the next day. Doesn't make sense.
Interesting.
How are you sending the picture?
I heard the theory is also more about like they wanted just to be first to do it. So like we have the technology to obviously go there, but they wanted to be the first. So that's why it was such a big like we made it first.
And then we lost the footage, NASA says. They accidentally taped over it.
That's Toy Story 3 of them.
It's really bad. It's
okay,
really bad.
Okay, okay. I would like a full deep dive on this.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Google Gemini. College students, do you know that you can turn the most complex topics into simplified ideas or hours of research into just minutes? How about turning class notes into practice quizzes that help you get the big idea? With Google Gemini, you can do all that and more. You can even turn long reads into quick listens because what could be better than a podcast? The great news is students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year. Sign up by October 6th to get free access to Gemini 2.5 Pro, unlimited image uploads, deep research, notebook LM, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. Visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
All right, we're even now.
Yeah.
So, like, we're starting now.
Yeah.
What a great warm-up.
Okay, that was a great warm-up. Heath, okay. What do you want?
Let's do another conspiracy. Let's go conspiracy for 200.
Okay. This planet-centered conspiracy theory regained popularity in the late 2010s with celebrity support from Shaq, B.O.B., and Kyrie Irving.
What is Flat Earth?
Locking it in?
Yeah.
Correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
200 points to Team Reef.
Team Reef.
All right.
Wait, Shaq thinks Shaq is a flat earther?
B.O.B. was like on a podcast and was talking about it too. What was the other person?
Kyrie Irving, who's that?
He has a song called Airplanes, and he thinks that the Earth is flat.
Airplanes, that's really good.
He made another song called like Flat Earth or something like that. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's funny.
All right,
this is yours.
Yay!
You have two, let's go.
200. Okay, what do you guys want?
Influencer? No, basically infiltrator?
I'm going to do 400 for memes.
Okay, perfect. I know this one. It's the only one I know.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
This tweet became a common meme phrase when it asked a simple question about a staple Chinese dish. And it began with, you're telling me a... I know this one.
Wow.
No, Zane, you're in your bed. You're close your eyes now.
No, it's Twitter, though. I know memes, but I don't know Twitter.
You're telling me an egg roll. You're telling me a chow mein. You're telling me a fried rice.
You're telling me a dumpling.
You got 20 seconds. You got plenty of time.
We're so far off. She's so confident.
This is actually one I quote a lot.
She's like, keep going down.
You're
that
telling
way.
Me, damn, I have nothing.
Soy sauce?
I have Dish. Nothing. No. Nothing. Like, I have no idea.
Wait, can I give him a clue?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Steal it.
You're telling me a shrimp fried this rice?
Beautiful. Oh,
good.
Wow. You're telling me a what?
A shrimp fried this rice.
Oh, wow. Okay. Damn.
I do love that meme.
Let's go. Y'all are starting at high point questions.
Yeah,
I know, because like we're trying to.
100, you know?
I was testing the waters. I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know.
Good job. Thank you.
You get to pick this one.
Okay, I'm going to go light then. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go for basically unfiltered lore for 100.
Okay.
Basically unfiltered lore for 100. In the first Halloween episode, Zayn and Heath dressed as these brothers from a mid-2000s Disney Channel show.
Oh, that's easy.
Come on, fuck.
You go ahead, Heath.
Do I do their real
Please
name?
Please get correct who was who.
Oh!
Yeah!
Is it their real name? Or should I say
The show name. The
Sweet Life
the
is
characters.
Zach and Cody, but
yes.
Do I...
Who? What did you wear? Did you wear the orange shirt? Or did he wear
I
the orange
the
shirt?
I had the one that had the cars and like the Hawaiian type thing.
Okay, then you were here. Zach, and he was Cody, but that doesn't make sense. What color did he wear? He wore that rugby
he
shirt.
Had the rugby.
So he was Zach. You're Cody.
Okay.
The way I couldn't even get that.
I think that was just for fun because I don't think you have to be specific. Okay. It was just the brothers.
Well, it was Zach and Cody, but he was Zach and he was Cody. Yeah.
Let's go, Rem. Give
Very
me some
good.
Of that. Let's
yes.
go.
Good job.
All right.
Keep them points coming. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Next.
At least make it a Guinness. Little hard for us, guys.
Are we sure?
Or U.S. history. We should do at least...
No, we have no points right now, so we got to get something easy.
I know, but we've done the other categories.
We haven't basically unfiltered lore.
Oh, no, I just mean like a card has
U.S.
been
U.S. and Guinness have
We're not
been
I don't
want to
do
so.
U.S. because I don't want
to... That's how I felt with memes.
We just need to like go positive, so we should just
so
go
200?
Easy, something easy. We think that we'll get...
Okay, so influencer 500.
Influencer
you?
For
okay,
500.
Let's do it.
Okay, we got it. Ready? This sexual euphemism is the nickname for Haley Welch, who recently came under controversy for her cryptocurrency launch, which scammed millions from people.
What's the question?
The sexual euphemism is the nickname for Haley Welch, who recently came under controversy for her cryptocurrency launch, which scammed millions from people.
Okay, Haley, something with an H.
I don't know who that
like,
is.
Like, Haley, oh, Haley, you know it? Stop.
Haley, Gailey, Bailey, Jaylee, Daily, Haley, Kaylee, Faley, Naley, Bailey, Haley, Welch, Welch, Belch, Gelch, Gelch, Lelch, oh. Delch.
You guys, who scammed people with crypto? We've talked about this.
What is Haktua?
Correct.
Wait, oh, you know wait. What's crazy is I was going to say her, but I was like, she wasn't in crypto.
She did. That's why she left
the internet. She had that whole
she
cryptocurrency.
I'm sorry. You should have said nickname.
What is the sexual euphemism?
Is the nickname
is Haktua.
For her.
That's the.
Yeah, we didn't know what euphemism meant.
Okay. Should we try U.S. history, even though...
For 500? Yes.
Let's do U.S. history for 300.
300? Wait, maybe 200. Maybe
okay, 200, should, 200.
Let's work out that muscle first.
200. This person was an NSA intelligence contractor until he leaked thousands of classified documents detailing NSA surveillance measures and then ran to Russia.
All I'm thinking about is that guy that moved his family and then now is in the Russian army. I know that's not it, but I just thought of him. Who
is Ilya Fedorovich?
What's his name? I remember hearing about this.
I'm completely drawing a blank of his name.
Is the name very Russian?
No.
Actually, no. It's not. Like,
I don't know it.
Can you guys steal?
I know his last name. I just don't know his first name.
We'll say the last name. Mr.
No, yeah.
I
think you got to get both. The first and last name. This person wasn't an, yeah, I feel you got to get the, I don't know the first name, just the last name.
I mean, I think you can get 100 points for it.
John. No, it's not John. That's Game of Thrones.
It's more than that. It's
oh, it's Edward, not, Mr. his last name's not Snow?
Edward Snowden.
Mr. Snow.
Snorton? Snorton?
That sounds right.
Edward Snow. Edward Snow. Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden.
Wait, this was their opportunity to steal, right?
Yeah.
Snowden.
Because that is correct.
I just gave
it to you. You're so stupid.
You're so smart. You did it.
It's okay. They took it. They needed the points.
Yay. Oh, wait. Were we supposed to steal it?
Look at our baby.
Yes, you stole it. Okay. You stole it.
He didn't give us the answer, but that's okay.
Okay. My favorite was him acting like he did not just hear you.
Snowden.
Next question. What do you guys want?
We want... I think Guinness records for 100. What do you think, Zane?
I think that's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to start low.
Finn Keller holds the record for most snails on face with this amount of snails.
Okay, think about it. Your average face is like all of ours, right? Yours is a little big. So just think of how, and snails are like this big. So I'm going to go circumference.
Oh, wait, what's the, do we have to get the exact number?
So for this one, let's give each team 4 guesses.
To be exact.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go... Hold on, let me tap in.
Oh, that's so tough.
172.
I'm going to say...
How big are
we each getting? Are we each getting...
you each get 2 then.
Each get 2. And snails can be big or small.
I know, but average.
102. I'll do... 85 and 108.
100 is way too many. Snails are pretty big. Because they're long.
But are they in their shell?
That's a it's like, they could take up such a little space.
Are they on another snail?
I'm
There's
doing
so 50 many.
And 75.
I'm going to do 39 and 47.
I don't know what it looks like.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
I'm
8,
I'm just thinking
9,
covering
10.
The face. Just
and then
one
again,
layer.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You can definitely get 10 across.
Good jump.
But, okay. But then again... This is a tough little column.
Are they like little barnacles?
Cal, what's the answer?
The answer is 43 snails.
Oh, I got it.
So they were, I said
47.
You guessed 47, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Well, but you didn't get it because it wasn't exact.
Oh, okay. So then no one gets it?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a hard one. Okay, which one do you want?
Memes for 300.
This Gossip Girl poster meme trend began when someone edited the show's poster to say blank. To say this.
Go Piss Girl. What is Go Piss Girl?
Correct.
Ding, ding.
What was it? No Go Piss Girl?
Go Piss Girl. Instead of Gossip Girl.
Go Piss Girl.
That's funny. Good job.
Thank
That's
you.
Funny. Okay.
Okay. Hey, Arton again, I guess. I'm going to let you decide because okay. I went rogue a few times.
No, I know, but go it's rogue, scary. It's
no, just do like a 400. This is me gambling. I'll earn it back.
Double it and give it to the next person.
Let's do...
Lore? That's easy. Let's do lore for 500.
No.
Think about it. We have to know this.
We're gonna be the negative.
That's,
okay.
No. That's gonna okay, be we'll the do 500 easiest basically 500 on the board.
You want to read it?
At Disneyland, this person won the Midway Mania shooting contest.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Between all four of us?
It was either you or Heath.
I remember thinking it was me, and I was so excited.
But then it was Heath that actually won.
And then I found out Heath actually got more.
Yeah.
Cal and Mariah were there, too.
But Cal was with you. Mariah was with Heath. It was Heath. I know it was Heath. Who is Heath?
Who is Heath?
Correct.
Yeah! Good job, guys.
Honestly, I would have picked Cal because there was so
no,
much.
So there remember, was a little confusion because on the board, Cal won for the actual display. But for some reason, my machine didn't
register
to
it.
The board.
Mm-hmm. Well, because no, you were I in a different that. Car.
Right.
Because whoever's behind you is who you play against.
Yeah.
But I distinctly remember thinking, oh wow, they're all going to be so shocked because I just won. And then I was like, oh, that's embarrassing.
Wow. Okay. Good job.
My ego.
Step right
really...
up and claim your prize.
Okay.
500. Okay. Grab it.
Our first 500.
No, now we have 700.
Okay.
Influencer, basically unfiltered lore. Or memes. We're really killing memes.
You are.
We are killing memes.
And
memes 500.
500? Oh, okay. It. Memes 500, please, sir.
All right. Memes for 500.
Okay.
Kourtney Kardashian said this to Kim after Kim lost a diamond earring in the ocean.
Kim, my diamond earring. Oh, Kim, there's people that are dying. What is Kim? There's people that are dying.
Correct.
Good
damn
job.
That was easy. Yeah.
Oh my
fuck.
God, my diamond earring.
That was a
Kim,
good one.
I feel like our meme one was harder than that one.
Yeah. What was our meme one?
No, that was really hard, Remy. You did a great job.
Thank
really?
You.
What was the meme one they got? The tweet.
Oh, the fried shrimp
fried
rice.
The shrimp fried rice.
You tell me, yeah, shrimp fried rice. Yeah,
it's so good.
Now I'll never forget it. Okay. So basically for 400, or do we want to switch it up? I do think I'll be sad if they get that and get it right.
Get what?
Basically for 400.
Yeah, we should do basically 400.
See, now we're strategizing.
Yeah, because we know that column we most likely will win.
Finding your groove. This was the name of Alicia and Remy's surprise spa for Zayn and Heath.
I made the thumbnail. Pure Bliss. Pure Bliss Spa. What is Pure Bliss Spa?
Correct.
Yeah! He said, I made the thumbnail.
But it was in a font that I can't recognize, so I couldn't remember.
I almost said Pretty Bliss, and then I was like, no.
Pure Bliss.
Pure Bliss.
Cynthia and Katya.
Okay, guys.
Let's fucking go. You're coming back.
On the board. Wow. Okay.
Let me just count all of our points. 500, 500, 400, 300, 200, 100.
Mm-hmm. Guess who's right behind
Don't
you.
Don't forget those on the side. Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Willie's Remedy.
I have a question for you guys. Are you tired of waking up hungover and worrying about what happened last night?
Alicia?
No, Zayn.
Alicia?
Shut up.
Don't worry, guys. We have the perfect fix for you. Willie's THC-infused social tonics. If you guys have ever watched any of our high episodes, you know Alicia and I, and we got Zayn on it. Mm. We love a little THC, you know, drinky. They're so delicious. I feel like they're refreshing. They're fun to drink and also just like get you feeling good without leaving you feeling bad the next day.
Exactly. And that's when Willie's comes in. Willie's is a premium THC infused social tonic crafted by the legendary Willie Nelson. What? Isn't that crazy?
Iconic.
Inspired by Willie's way of living where peace flows freely and hangovers are a thing of the past. It is a low calorie, low sugar alcohol alternative that actually works, delivering a fast acting, euphoric social buzz without the regrets that come with alcohol.
Willie's Social Tonics come in 5 milligrams and 10 milligrams doses and taste delicious with a subtle tropical citrus flavor that you can enjoy as a shot, sipped over ice, or mixed into your favorite mocktail.
Also, not only does it taste so good, you'll also be feeling relaxed and euphoric in only like 15 minutes.
Also, Willie's is not that feared edible you ate too much of in college. Each bottle of Willie's is third-party lab tested for accurate dosage, so you can trust and customize your experience. With Willie's unique blend of THC, CBD, CBG, and L-theanine, it delivers a feeling of calm, clarity, euphoria, and relaxation. One shot of Willie's helps you relax, unwind, and de-stress. Perfect for taking the edge off at the end of a long day or socializing with friends, Willie's offers the kind of feeling that makes good company even better.
Willie sold out 3 times in the first 6 months with over 50,000 plus happy customers, and they just restocked. Willie ships directly to your front doorstep in 40 plus states. Order now at drinkwillies.com and use code BASIC for 20% off your first order, plus free shipping on orders over $95, and enjoy life in the high country. Thank you, Willie's Remedy, for sponsoring our pod. We love you.
Mwah. Team Wreath has 2,000 points. Woo! Team Zalicia has 1,100 points.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there.
And then those 2 500s are going to be ours.
Okay. I think we go influencer 400.
Okay.
I think we got to get them while we can.
Yep.
Because once we get to history, it's
well, that was their timer from the last one.
This Italian model has a law in her name after her cake-selling charity company, Pandoro, was found to never have given any money to charity.
Cake selling charity. I don't
know. Who's like a big model you could think of?
Gigi Hadid. I'm like, I don't know any Italian.
Gigi's Goodies. Gigi's. Are we guessing the name of the
model?
The girl.
Oh, the model. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Irina Shayk. No, I don't think she's Italian. Who is Italian?
Oh, it's Italian.
I got nothing.
I know no Italian models. Isabella.
Just, you know,
Isabella.
Isabella what?
Just you know. Morici.
Who is it? Say it.
That's not a person.
I don't, it could
Who
be.
Who is Teresa Giudici?
Remy, we're doing the same thing. We're about to guess a random Italian name.
I don't know any Italian models.
Wait, this person's name kept coming up. But yeah, do you guys?
Okay.
Italian supermodel. It was a girl, right? No, I got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Pandoro?
You know Tom
Brady?
Tom Brady's wife. What's her name? Giselle Bundchen?
That her
no wait I don't know oh. is she I think she's Brazilian not Italian
oh I don't know Bethany
she has a law in her name Jennifer Lawrence Lawrence Jennifer a law
Iris law cake law
Jude
cake
law
this kind of shows how much I don't like know about like influencer like the influencer role
models this shows how much like, I don't know about like
I looked up this person and she has like 25 million followers on Instagram or something and I was like oh so like they'll know who this person is but her name is Chiara Ferragni
oh I've never heard of she has 25 mil yeah. on Instagram oh wow 25 yeah, never heard of her.
Non 25
and
mil.
So she has a law now about yeah, donating
yeah about like so influencers can't like it's not even just influence. I think it's like you can't like it's about false advertising.
Zane okay. slides in.
Okay. Her name is Chiara Ferragni.
F-E-R-R. He slides in.
Oh yeah, she has 28. She grew really quick since you last saw her page.
Since this episode came out.
Oh, she looks familiar. I've seen her before.
Let me see. Hmm. Wow. Okay.
There's a whole other world of just influencers that we just don't know about.
I know. Okay.
Sorry, y'all.
No, fine. No, it's a. It would be in jeopardy. Like, you know, nobody
yours.
Knows. Okay.
That's still yours.
All right. Yeah. What do you guys want?
Oh, is it our turn?
I feel like we should change it up from basically unfiltered lore. But if we yeah. have that strategy, we may have won.
I mean, I know where the hard ones are. I have a feeling I know where the hard ones are.
Let's do another Guinness. I think that was just a hard one.
No, Alicia, I really don't think we should do Guinness. That was 100 and that was fucking tough.
Yeah.
We have to guess an exact number.
I don't
number.
Think there's going to be. We're going to have to get to it.
So. No, that's right. fine. And we'll get to it last.
Okay. So
let's do.
Conspiracy for 400.
Let's do. That last one was pretty tough too.
I think we do conspiracy.
For 400?
Yeah.
Okay. Conspiracy theory for 400.
Can't say we don't live on the edge.
This satirical conspiracy theory began when Peter McIndo carried around a sign about feathered animals during an unrelated protest.
We're guessing the name of the person?
The conspiracy theory.
Oh.
Okay, wait. About feathers? What?
No
idea. A guy carried around a sign about feathered animals during an unrelated protest. What's the satirical conspiracy theory?
Okay, so basically while other people are protesting, he has a, he's like, has feathers.
Something to do with PETA? Like
that's what I was, but like, but conspiracy, like what's conspiracy. Okay, let's just think of big conspiracies that we know.
Satirical.
There's none I know satirical. That like revolves around a situation like that.
Shit. Zane's gonna hate me after this.
No, I literally, I'm just like, I have no idea.
Do you know?
I knew we should have done 500. Seagullgate.
Seagullgate. What is Seagullgate?
No.
I tried.
That birds are drones.
Yeah, it's so
the theory is that birds are drones. Like they're
what
used
is?
To spy and that like the birds aren't real. that birds are actually like.
Oh, okay.
I've heard this one.
The
official, yeah.
Okay. The name started as like birds aren't real.
Yeah,
that was like he was just holding a sign that said birds aren't real, and they were like putting billboards up everywhere about it and everything.
Got it. Okay.
And I think it's evolved
anymore.
Now into
it's
like
an easy. It's just
drones.
It goes right.
They got cameras
and they're not real.
Yeah.
Stay,
baby.
You're right. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Oh no, you're all good. Right. You're good. You're good.
All right. Should we go for?
Oh, you want that conspiracy 500?
Let's do it. It's okay. They're going to get it wrong. Then it's going to bounce us and we're not going to get it either. But at least they won't get the 500.
No, I think 500 means it's like a good big one.
And
you know?
If this is the only one I've been thinking about the whole time, I'm going to be
pissed. Okay. You ready? Mm-hmm. Conspiracy theories for 500. The anti-5G movement alleged that the U.S. government was using 5G to mind control its citizens through microchipping with this.
What are vaccines?
Be a little more specific.
COVID vaccine.
Correct. The COVID-19 vaccine.
Got that one.
I will say, I do feel like that was a 400, and I think the bird one was 500. Like, really, let's talk about it.
Would you have gotten vaccine?
But that's an obvious, like...
Would you have gotten vaccine, though?
I think I would have. I think I actually would have thought that.
I
think I actually would. That means no.
Give us that card. Give us that card.
I think so. I think so.
Thank you.
I think so, Zane.
Why was I not? I was thinking of, like...
It's, like, a thing that people wouldn't do versus, like, the birds.
I was thinking, like, microchips in a different way. I was just like, and I was thinking like a long time ago. I wasn't thinking like
recently.
Yeah.
For, you know what? We want to be gracious. I feel like we want to go low.
Let's do
US for 500.
Fuck you. We're doing basically unfiltered lore for 300.
Okay.
Ready? For their Friendsgiving feast, Zane added these ocean themed frozen foods to his Goop mashed potatoes.
Wait, but.
We called it shark tatoes.
Yeah,
but
they weren't.
It was fish sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what's the question?
What did you add to your Goop mashed potatoes?
Oh, like fried fish sticks. What is fried fish sticks?
He wants the shape, huh?
Can you be just a little?
Oh, shark shaped.
Shark tatoes.
Shark shaped fish tenders.
Yeah. Okay. What is shark shaped fish tenders?
Good job,
Should
Shane.
We try a history? No, let's do memes for 200. Cool. Okay.
I'm done with that.
He said cool.
Memes for 200. This TikTok trend inspired by a video game term went mega viral with accounts like Pinky Doll saying ice cream so good.
Oh my God. I don't know what it's called, but it should be. Yeah. Like, it's a trend. Ice cream so good. Yum, yum, yum. I think ice cream so good. Yum, yum, yum.
Oh,
it's not.
Wait. I think I know.
Well, you can't say it yet.
It's not mewing, right? That's something that is mewing when you put your tongue near your mouth.
Like, yeah.
What's Pinky Doll? Is Pinky Doll like a meme
Pinky
account?
Pinky Doll was that girl that was like streaming every day.
Meme account.
Ice cream so good. There's like a phrase for it though. What is it called? It's from gaming.
I thought it was like what they're streaming when they're like, thank you. Yum.
I like, no, I don't know it. I know it, but I don't know it.
I don't know what the trend would be, but yeah, it's like the streaming of TikTok live, like doing the.
It was like when people would pay and she would do that every time she got. Oh!
Okay, so I don't know the actual.
Did you time?
She doesn't know the actual term.
I don't know the actual term, but it is. It's like when it's the AI girls and it's like the computer. The like
they're looking for the actual term.
TikTok trend. Oh, it's a trend.
I know, but girls like the name of what that is.
Yeah, what is?
What is?
I thought you knew it.
No, I know.
Oh, you know.
I know what it is, but I don't like the name is.
I guess just like be vague with it and maybe it's the answer. Like, what's the trend?
God, it's on the tip of my tongue.
I can't help you because I don't know what this trend is.
What is?
Alicia,
I'm
you know. No, I know. You know it, but just say anything that relates to what you're thinking about right now.
Okay. AI.
You guys just AI no, what?
Like, what is it when a computer NPC something?
Correct.
Oh! Shut the fuck up. That's crazy.
Yeah, you did it.
That was actually very impressive.
That's crazy.
Good job.
Where did that come from? It like it just came out.
Was it just that NPC?
NPC.
Oh my God.
Wow. Good job. What does that stand for?
Non-playable character. You know how like people on TikTok live streams would be like, thanks for the roses.
I didn't know that was NPC. Like, I thought it was just like, Oh,
that was like the name of the trend was like people just acting like not the main character, yeah. Just like regular, like a sim. Yeah, like a sim.
Good job. I thought of in Jumanji when like the same person's being like, "Welcome to da da da," and they're like, "Talk to us." He's like, "Welcome to da da da," and they're like, "They're an NPC."
Very good.
Very good.
That was
job.
Good.
You didn't believe in me.
I think we would have lost it. Good thing I pushed you off the edge. You were able to fly. Okay.
No,
that was good.
All right.
I can't believe that was only 200.
Well, No, the trend was actually very popular. So I feel like that does go.
Pinky Doll was that girl that like really popped off for it.
I think she was the most famous account. Yeah. She was like on talk shows and stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Was she on talk show? Like, I'm so glad to be here.
Yum, yum.
Yeah. Ice cream so good. That was her big thing. So ice cream so good. Yum, yum.
I've seen that girl's live many, like, popped up many times. I just didn't know.
Because, like, in order for her to do stuff, you would send things. So, like, you send a galaxy, then she'd be like,
she was making, like, I don't remember exactly how much, but, like, all, like, 10,000, maybe more a day.
Oh, crazy.
Fuck. Yeah. But you know what? Must be super exhausting. I'd be wiped if I was doing that for how many hours? Like, was she doing that shit for?
Dreaming about it. It would be a nightmare. In your sleep, just.
I wonder if she's still doing it.
Honestly, I think she deserves. I mean, that's a lot of work. I could not sit there. Thank you. Oh my God, I'd lose my mind. I'd lose my mind.
His Wi-Fi goes out.
Okay,
what would you guys like us avoiding?
There's two clear rows that we're avoiding.
No, let's just go, let's try.
No, Alicia. Just okay. Do like,
basically
do influence. We haven't done influence yet.
100, 200.
A 200.
This Filipino influencer got their start making YouTube makeup tutorials and vines like, "You look like a grape now."
Is it a boy or a girl? We don't know.
I think
that.
It's a guy because I don't know this, so I feel like it's more comedy.
A Latino influencer?
Filipino.
And he started it on Vine?
This Filipino influencer got their start making YouTube makeup tutorials and vines like, "You look like a grape now."
Is it Bretman Rock?
What if Google was
I don't know any other Filipino influencer that's big. Sorry, who is Bretman Rock?
Correct.
Shut the fuck up! Yes! I can't believe I got that.
We're so back,
we're so
baby.
On a high.
That felt like a 400. That was crazy. 200. I think you put it up there because like Remy or Alicia will get this 100%.
We're going to do BU lore for 200.
Okay. Basically unfiltered lore for 200.
Oh, this should have been 500.
Oh no, Cal.
This is wild. Okay, basically unfiltered for 200. This is the number of thumbnails that do not have the full basically unfiltered logo for the podcast episode.
Do you know how to write questions, Cal?
That is such a good question, but I'm sorry. If you get this right, I'm going to say
500. Wait, it doesn't have the full logo on?
Like, you know, in the corner, the logo?
Yeah.
You always cover it sometimes. And the fact that we should know this.
Unfortunately, also, the two of us.
He wears Waldo at our ass. They're fucking.
That should have been 500.
Okay, that's crazy.
So we're on over a year and a half, so we've done... about 80 episodes, I'm assuming.
So, like, that basically unfiltered asset in the bottom left corner of the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Like, which thumbnails don't have that, basically?
Like it's fully not there? It's not there or it's covered?
Like, it can either be covered or, like, not there at all.
Not there at all.
We're going to say...
I was saying 14. She said 17.
Less.
I'm going to say between, like, 3 to 6.
I was going to say low because I've always added it.
Exactly. And you always told me not to cover it.
And I tell you don't cover it. And you were like, make it smaller. So I was like, uh-uh.
Okay.
And then-
you know what? It's either 2 or 3. Because I really didn't cover that sign. But maybe it's 0. What if he's fucking us up right? It's like 0.
I know. I had the thought of 0. But I did have the. No.
No, no. I took it out for a couple ones. No, no. Let's say.
This is why we can't work together.
No, let's say. 3 or 4. Whatever you like. 3. What is 3?
It's actually 7.
Oh, shit.
So this includes the ones that say Pretty X Unfiltered.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that was good.
Damn.
That was a 500 question.
Yeah.
Damn.
Next time.
I thought it would be funny to kind of not do it by point order.
No, that was good. That was good.
In the BU lore. Oh,
the Pretty X one? Fuck,
okay.
Damn.
Okay.
I didn't even think of it.
Well played.
Did we?
Damn.
We picked that one,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What would you guys like?
I'm feeling spicy again. I think Guinness for 200.
Okay. Irvin Gordon reached this number of miles on his 1966 Volvo in the year 2013.
Oh, his Volvo, like just like driving?
Yeah, the odometer, is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. What number did it hit in the year 2013? But his car's from 1966.
Okay, but you could put a new engine in.
What is 69?
Yeah, oh my God.
So in you his guess, in its whole it, life?
Like over 100?
In a year.
Okay.
I'm thinking 400,000.
That's a lot.
I know,
I thought like over 200,000 is like a lot.
It is. But Guinness, and he can change out the engine.
That's true. Okay.
You know?
400,000. Does it have to be exact number?
I don't know. Go Henry ahead. Has 200.
What is 400,000
miles?
I'm going to go, what is 1 million?
Do you want to guess, Rem?
No.
Oh.
The answer is 3 million miles.
What?
On his 1966 Volvo.
Wow.
Which is crazy. I think he kept driving it even after that, but that was the number I saw.
Wow.
Like he reached 3 million miles.
Yeah. I know there's been people that have hit a million
That's
miles.
That's crazy.
Well,
that
is crazy. I'm guessing if he's not doing road trips, I guess that
but
he can go forever.
If his life goal is to hit that Guinness World Record, I get it. But clearly 400K is nothing, so...
Wow. Yeah, damn.
3 million miles.
I was also thinking like maybe
crazy.
Not replacing well, the transmission.
Also,
not replacing.
Yeah, no, definitely replaced it.
Any car can last forever if you just replace everything. Right?
Yeah. Okay. And also, did he drive it or someone else? So maybe it's Taylor Swift's jet. You know what I mean? Like she's not on it, but they rent it out.
But it's going.
Exactly.
Wow.
Could be.
Girl math.
3 million.
All right, you guys.
We're going to do U.S. history for 300.
Yes, bitch.
Let's get it.
Yes, bitch.
This is the number of the constitutional amendment, which signaled the start of the prohibition era where alcohol was illegal in America.
8. Good guess.
I didn't know this was math, Jeffrey, today.
45.
Right to their arms. Right to their arms.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah. Well, how many is there?
There's like 50 something.
Okay, so let's do 36. Right?
Alcohol is giving me 21. No, I'm sorry.
It's in the middle, right? Because
37.
37. Okay, what is 37?
Wrong. It's the 18th Amendment.
Oh, wow.
18 years. I should have thought of Europe.
Alcohol was illegal that... Oof, okay.
Damn.
Okay.
Hmm.
Oh, is our turn?
Yeah. I think 400.
400 for which one?
You can pick.
U.S. history for 400.
The Revolutionary War ended in this year.
Oh, we got this. There's.
Oh, fuck.
I don't even think I can tell you what decade.
Really oh, Callie, are you really? Oh, you just want me to look.
No, it's okay. I'll take it. I'll take it.
The
I'll
year.
It. Can we get 2 minutes on the clock?
18.
18. 21. Okay, so in Hamilton is like 1776 is when they started the, you know, the U.S. Man. Dun, 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 dun.
But the whole show.
Is the Revolutionary War in Hamilton?
18.
I think so.
1839.
Come on, Hamilton. 18,
okay,
super
okay.
Fan.
1776. And then it goes 1812.
1812. What is 1812?
Isn't on it Keith?
Team I'm going to let you take this one.
I'm thinking hard over here.
It's 18. Like the Queen's Gambit with chess. Heath is just the numbers are just everywhere.
1812 does sound.
That's a great
isn't
number.
Isn't there a war of 1812? The war of 1812? I think that's why I said 1812.
Oh. I'm going to say, can we say two answers or just one?
Let's go back to back until we get it.
Okay. I'm going to say 1786.
1781.
That's another part.
1781.
I don't know what part.
What is 1781?
What is 1782?
What is 1783?
Correct.
What? I gave it to them, Heath. I gave okay. it to them.
It's okay.
I knew that. Zane, the fact that we're doing is better than
a historian. Okay, we're going to do, let's do Guinness Records for 500.
Let's do it.
And I think we do what we just did. We're like, we kind of go back and forth.
Yeah, that's
until
fine.
The okay.
lower
found.
In our seats. Just-
I know. I had to sit up.
We need this. Rem, we need this bad.
Okay, we need this. We need this.
Oh, this could be a good one for you, Heath. Kim Sung-doo has eaten 4 tons of metal in his lifetime.
No. How
but holds the record for most watches eaten at this many.
How are you
most
not-
watches?
Watches.
He's eaten like a watch?
Yeah.
4 tons of metal? There's no way.
How many watches has he eaten?
Do they like grind it up? And then
I don't know. I didn't know
it's
about this.
It's just some
one.
People like.
What is 112?
What is 1,000 watches?
I'm gonna go. What is 0 watches?
I'm gonna go 7.
What is?
Are we really just guessing a number 1 through infinity?
No. So I will say right now, from your answers, lower.
Oh.
Yeah.
7 watches.
I just said 7.
Oh, you said 7?
What is 89? It's like roulette right now.
How far should this go? It's a lot of numbers.
Wait, let
guessing.
Them guess one more time and then tell us under.
So I will say from Team Zalicia's numbers, lower.
3.
What is 3?
What is 4?
What is 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
That's wild. That's wild.
That was a trick question.
I can't even wrap my head around somebody eating a watch. So like even 1 doesn't make sense to me. That's why I'm like, there's no way.
No, 32 hot dogs don't even make sense.
So the watches must
me.
Have really filled him up if he's eaten 4.
But also
probably
like
someone eating 4 tons of metal.
That's another thing. If you've eaten 4 tons of metal, I want this number to eat 10,000 watches, because where are you getting the rest of the 4 tons
also,
of
I will say, my mom's friend's kid had a trouble where she kept eating coins when we were little kids.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. See, but that kind of makes a little more sense to me.
Oh, but no, it does taste good, though. Like pennies as a kid. Yeah. You never like had a coin in your mouth? Like,
I don't like the taste of metal.
I will say,
really? Like as a kid?
I did it. It's nasty.
You don't remember
it.
That?
Okay. It's your
We got a couple more. Let's get through it.
I mean, you know what I'm going to say.
I mean, I know. I mean, I know we're not getting that. But
like, why not?
Yeah, that's fine. It's either us or they steal
and
it.
Exactly.
Like, they either
you know
steal
what?
It or, yeah.
At least we can, like, you know
you tried. You were brave.
We
yeah.
It was
yeah.
just taking
yes.
risks.
Yeah. Don't let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game.
Mm-hmm. Very
what
good.
What is a Cinderella story?
What is a Cinderella story?
When there's a drought, there's a raindrop.
Kind of.
That was from the Cinderella movie.
Yes, but it
living
wasn't
with
that.
You is like living or rain in the strout, useless and disappointing.
I was
you know
close.
The end scene where they're on the car?
Mm-hmm.
They're literally on Mulholland.
Okay.
Yes.
Anytime I drive through that canyon, it's right there and I see it. Crazy.
Wow.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
This person was responsible. Oh, we're going for 500 U.S.
Also history.
This person was responsible for Florida becoming a U.S. state during his term as the 5th president of the United States.
Shit. Okay, wait. George Washington, John Adams.
Yep, Thomas Jefferson.
Wait, 5th president? That's, I think...
John Adams.
I don't know why...
Wait for it.
I don't know why, like, Lincoln or Franklin...
No,
or
no, no,
they,
no, no,
they
no.
come
Lincoln
up with a number 5.
Lincoln 16.
Oh, yeah, okay.
15.
Fuck, I don't know, yeah, this...
Florida, think Florida, come on. It's in there.
There's no president that, except for...
Okay, George Washington, John Adams...
Is there a song?
No, I'm just hoping. I'm hoping it comes to me.
Is it with a G? Does his name have a G in it?
George.
No, not George.
A timer to them is just a suggestion.
Yeah. It's like, oh, we should be up soon. See, we just love the game. We love the art of the game.
Who's the one that's balding?
So,
can we have a turn now?
Yes, please.
Thank
yes.
you. George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson.
James Charles?
James Charles? What is James Charles?
It looks like you have somebody. You should probably say it because...
I was going to say John Quincy Adams, but...
Ooh, that's a good... That, you know what?
At
I
least,
think...
At least that
one.
Was a president.
Yeah.
Is this a well-known name? Or is it kind of hard?
I mean, he's responsible for Florida becoming a state.
So he's an unknown name.
I didn't say he was an iconic...
He is why
I
Heath
meant,
and Zane were created.
Is he a household name?
But guys, he's the 5th president. Like, that's a big deal.
Big mm-hmm. 5. Can you give us the first name?
No, wait. That's a lot.
Probably John.
First name is James.
Yep. James Madison.
He was the 4th.
You're
kidding.
Remy, that was...
There were two James back to back.
President James.
Oh.
Do you want me to give you the first initial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
M.
James Madison.
I said James Madison.
James Monroe.
James...
Yes, Heath. I didn't even know
Heath,
that
I've
was a president.
I've never heard that fucking name.
If I saw that man walking down the street.
We needed that. That was big.
Okay. Wow.
If I saw that man walking down
the street, I wouldn't know who he is.
The way that could have been
counted?
A meme. That could have been a meme.
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah, we got it. That counted.
Technically, you gave them James, so like we got a
That's
lot.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now it's ours, right?
Give me that conspiracy theory for 100.
Okay.
I'm going to let them slip on their own sword, kill themselves on the Guinness Book of World Records.
All right. Conspiracy theory for 100. This mid-2000s era pop rock artist is theorized to have died in 2003.
Avril Lavigne.
Come on now. Let's
baby
go.
Double ever since.
Who is Avril Lavigne?
Correct.
That was good.
I got a conspiracy.
Let's go.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Right here, the closing effect.
And these fingertips.
I'm thinking.
Andy, I'm before thinking they even influencer finish.
For 100. 100.
Come on, yeah, now. Influencer 100.
100. Okay. Please. Cooking with Remy.
This LA mansion was dubbed the OG content creator residence, featuring TikTok creators like Addison Rae.
The Hype House. What is the Hype House?
What is Le Hype House?
Good.
Correct.
We should have started there.
Guys. I know. We would have.
You would have been confident. You would have been.
No, I know, but like, I think that's crazy. We needed that
didn't
boost.
Think we were confident.
We're gonna do memes. Memes for 100.
Oh wow. They might not get this one. Okay.
Okay.
All right. For memes for 100, this sequel to a buddy cop comedy was the famous line from Channing Tatum saying in a high-pitched voice, "My name Jeff."
Oh my God, I know. Jump Street 22.
21.
Oh, he said the sequel.
No. Lock in your answer.
Wait, 20, it's 22 it? Jump
the sequel
Street.
To a buddy
Jump
cop.
Street.
Damn it.
I was like, I know it sounds wrong.
22 Jump Street is correct.
My name's Jeff.
I had
my
a
name Jeff.
That was a lot of info. I thought it was going to be less info. For some reason, I thought like Heath was going to go, "Cynthia. Wait, I don't know." And then Remy's going to be like, "Wait,
Jesus,
I don't know that
died
one either."
For our Cynthia.
That was such a good, that was a good one. That was a good movie.
It's been a while. I should watch
oh,
it.
Our turn.
What do you want?
I feel like we go big.
U.S. history for 100.
Come
go
on,
big.
Zane.
You want U.S. history?
Yeah.
Because they're going to do 400. You're
because I
want
to see that. How embarrassing it is that I can't even answer this one. 100.
I got it. I've watched Hamilton.
This founding father was once the richest man in America and is aptly depicted on the $100 bill.
Who is Jeff Bezos? what's Benjamin? Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin
what is,
Franklin.
Who is Benjamin Franklin?
Correct.
Woo! 100.
Who also is in the International Swimming Hall of Fame.
Oh, what? He's a swimmer?
He's a runner.
He's a swimmer. He's a rock star.
I feel 300.
Let's do it.
I think I'll be
thank
able
God,
to.
Thank God, because I want this 400.
Well, we're gonna
I want this 400.
Up. Come on, Ryan. We got to finish out strong.
Oh, hell no. Ashrita Furman is the most prolific Guinness record breaker, breaking over 600 records in his life and is the current record holder of this many.
Okay, so if he doesn't have all 600 anymore.
Anymore,
because people
yeah.
break them. So ooh, I'm going to go 434.
I feel like he still has a lot more than that.
I'm going to go with 516.
I was thinking lower. Because like I'm sure at one point it was records. Like longest time having
yeah,
a basketball
on
his finger
yeah.
is like 30 seconds. You
yeah.
know?
So do you want to do like 231?
I'm thinking 365.
Okay, you guessed in the 200s, you guessed 300s, and then we guessed.
I was in the 500s.
400s, 500s. So who guessed the closest, Cal?
Zane guessed the closest. 200.
Very good.
All right.
Damn, I undervalued him the most.
No, imagine you having did. Yeah. Imagine having 600 and going down to 200.
Oof. Yeah. Like what that a loser. That was
he
his whole
the,
that was his
medals,
whole life.
Sure.
His whole life was wanting to just like have every
yeah.
His whole life is just doing the most obscure things and getting a Guinness record.
Hey, I love him.
No, he really
yeah.
said my goal is to have like, what do I do to get a Guinness World Record? I mm-hmm. know I'm going to get the most of them. So I bet he found like crazy things
he
to
probably
do.
Has
like
the record for getting the most Guinness World
yeah.
Records.
Yeah.
Even very easy ones too. Like it could be like anything okay. that can give you like a record.
The most snails on your face.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah it's mm-hmm. true.
Like you can really.
You have to have somebody. You have to have somebody from Guinness
yeah,
like, come in,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
Verify
yeah.
it. And,
yeah.
Okay. You guys want to do your last one?
Okay.
yeah.
Do your big one.
I forgot we got that.
Here we go.
Sidelari KV holds the record for most nails hammered with their head at this many.
Like their head?
Yep, with their head.
Ooh, that fucking sucks.
That's terrifying.
In a certain amount of time or like just...
Just, I think in general.
Damn, you must have a hard head. Or you're just numb. Okay, so with like the teeth thing, how they break the how they open beer bottles, yeah. how many is that? Like 30-something, 50-something, 100? Okay, so like
I feel like that's so much different though, because that's much easier.
I know. So I'm like, it has to be less than that. And
okay, but is it again? Is it timed?
Probably just consecutively, like in a row without stopping.
Six. That's hard. Like fucking use your head to nail
until you pass out. 11.
I'm gonna do 6.
I'm saying 13.
I'm gonna go 20.
20.
Wow.
I was just thinking, like, has anybody gotten the exact number? Heath!
Heath!
Oh
And before
that was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, no, you deserve that one.
Wow, that was so impressive, Heath.
Wow.
Okay.
Look at our big stack.
That was crazy. 20 nails. Wait, that's fucking wild.
You kept track, babe?
I feel like I really played to my fullest.
And you did.
What about our final question?
So, yeah, we can go into Final Jeopardy. Pick someone from your team to write in your answer and send it to me. And how many points you're going to wager for your answer. So Final Jeopardy, here it is. You all have your own YouTube vlog channels. Write down, in order from oldest to newest, your who has the oldest available video on YouTube on their vlog channels.
Ooh.
Like the four of us?
Yeah.
Vlog channels. So Alicia Marie Vlogs and Rem Life. Yes. Okay.
Done.
How many points do you want to?
Technically, you can only wager as much as we have because we have to match it, right? Or no, never mind. I'm thinking Mario Party.
Okay, we'll say 2,000 points. You know what? I deleted a lot of vlogs, so I'm going to put Alicia first. I don't think my first vlogs are up there anymore. I have a feeling there's a curveball in there somewhere. I definitely privated so many of
them. Is there like a video that all my like college I'm forgetting vlogs. On that?
All I know is mine is Breaking Dawn recap.
Okay, so you both actually sent in the same answer. Remy wagered 2,000 points for Team Wreath, and Zane wagered 2,700 points for Team Zalisha.
All their points.
And the answers that they sent in were Alicia first, Remy second, Zane third, and Heath fourth. And that was correct. So the final point tally is Team Wreath at 6,700 points and Team Zalisha at 5,400 points.
Yeah, but we won.
No, we didn't win. No, but their points are higher.
But we won.
Technically, they sent it in first, so I feel like they should get like more points for that.
Yes.
Bro, that's not how Final Jeopardy works. How it works.
They have been more points.
Is it not buzzer, though? Is not first?
Give me some of that.
All I know I think Zane, we
that was really quick. You know what?
It.
That was quick. That was quick.
We did
I sent that shit in like...
Because I told you to send it in.
No, I would have gotten that. I would have gotten everyone's names
easily. I know,
easily.
But we did it together.
I originally was going to do like which YouTube accounts like joined YouTube first, not like first vlog, but I was like that... Because it, it that's was a really good one. Close. You guys actually all joined really close together. And so it's interesting. So maybe...
No way.
Cute.
Aww. How cute.
Hi.
Wow.
Very good.
I think we learned a lot today.
Honestly.
I learned who our fifth president was.
Yes. Who was it?
James
Monroe.
James Monroe.
Yes, very I know. Good. Shout out to James Monroe. Thank you for Florida.
All I know is I'm not impressed by Guinness Records.
Does nothing for me anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't hit.
Cool looking books.
Now,
history. That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching. We hope you enjoyed this.
We love you so much. And we did just do our first ever Basically Unfiltered live stream. And it is available to watch now on our Patreon.
It
so
is.
If you missed it, don't worry. We'll do another one. But make sure to check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. So much fun content over there right now. We just recently posted our Summer Olympics. We got the live stream. We've got so much going on.
It's popping.
It's popping.
We love you guys. We'll see you soon.
Mwah.
Bye.